Hey, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I have my friend Dan Denning. He's the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend, here with this week's WaterWise Tip of the Week. And the new year is almost here. People making resolutions, and you kind of want to add water into the resolutions for people.
You know, I thought, why not? Everybody makes one about the gym or cutting back on, you know, beer or craft brews. Let's make one that works for everybody and ourselves too. And that's just focusing on water. That's what I do. That's what we're talking about this morning. And I think, you know, traditionally Oregon has had a pretty abundant supply of water, right? It hasn't been a huge concern historically. You know, if you go to the coastal range, I think they're almost like a rainforest, right? They're getting like 200 inches of rain a year.
Sure.
You know, over here on the Eastern Cascades, sometimes we're only getting like 8 inches. So dramatic difference. And part of the reason that, you know, we focus so much on water conservation here in Bend and in Central Oregon. But, you know, recognizing that there's drivers to, you know, increased water use growth. Everybody talks about growth and development in Bend, and we're not the only place, right?
Sure.
I think as a whole, the state is growing by like 4%. And I think it's slated to grow another 4%. So lots of people want to move to Oregon.
And it just means more water use. It
means more demands on our water supply, right? We talked a couple weeks ago about there is no new water source. It's the same water being recycled through the you know, water cycle,
sure,
hydrologic cycle. But we're just having to figure out how to stretch that as demands increase.
Hey, can we take water from somebody else and put it in the cycle? Like if we just took like great big giant trucks full of water and then dumped them in Oregon, then when it evaporated, it would stay with us. It wouldn't go back to where we stole it in Idaho or California or whatever, right? How come people aren't doing that? Is that, that's a wild idea.
It might not pan out monetarily, but you know, that's what they're trying to do with cloud seeding, right?
Right.
They're trying to steal that precipitation, dump it on the mountains and yeah, have a good snow year.
Does it work?
I think it works.
I think that one
They've
works.
They've been doing it for a while.
I don't know. Yeah. There's so many like conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, instead of contrails, we should be spreading water.
we'll do another episode on that.
Huh? Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, our development practices, you know, obviously weather, drought, things that happen externally, our landscape choices and our personal habits all affect the rate in which we reach that critical point of where we need more water or we're, you know, bringing it in water trucks from Idaho.
Sure.
You know, we don't want to get to that point, right? So this year, just resolve together to make a change in how we use water in 2025.
Sure.
We've got a website with lots of great inspiration and ideas on how to do that. And a lot of programs that we offer year round that you might be interested in and learn a little bit more about how to do that.
Sure. What's that website, Dan?
WaterWiseTips.org, Dave.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, bud.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you.